Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Maid Podcast. My name is Fiona Stiant, and I'm your host today. We are joined by Candice Parent, who has recently become a franchise partner with Molly Maid. Hello, Candice, and thanks for being here today.
Hi, Fiona. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah. So to get us started, Candice, can you please tell us, when did you first take over the Windsor Molly Maid franchise?
Yes, I took over this franchise on January 4th of 2022, 6 short months ago.
Yes, that's awesome. And how did you find out about the opportunity?
I was in the market for a job and I started looking to see what could be available for jobs in general. Mm-hmm. Always thought it would be great to own something of my own. And I heard that the Molly Maid franchise in Windsor was for sale through a familiar friend. And that is how I came to find out that it was for sale.
Awesome. And then you started going through the process. And what made you decide to move forward with the opportunity?
Yeah, I did a lot of research. I asked a lot of questions. I actually reached out to you right at the beginning of the stages myself. What it was the potential there. I didn't see that the market was being, I guess, poked at the way it could be. I saw a lot of potential for growth. I recognized this as an asset purchase. So it was an investment, and myself and my partner are always looking for what type of investments would be beneficial and lucrative. And doing all the research in the Molly Maid franchise, it sounded like this could be a good place for us to land. And so I asked my partner if he would invest in me, because I needed a job, and we went for it.
Yes. Well, that's very exciting. And, you know, I guess when you're looking at your future and planning ahead, deciding on what you're going to do based on the investment and then the opportunity in terms of growth is very important. So you were a teacher prior to Molly Maid. Were you able to transfer any of your skills over into operating the business?
I think it's given me an advantage. I was a teacher for 20 years and right now Molly Maid's really focusing on cultivating culture. So I think that's where my years of experience as a teacher have benefited me so much. The first thing a teacher does every school year is a lot of front end loading, getting to know their class, what they like, what they don't like, building trust, building respect, building relationships, making a community, getting them to want to do their work for me, to behave for me, to listen, to get along. So all of that work is exactly what I do to give to my employees. It's a lot of work, but it's the best work there is, because without my employees, I do not have without great employees, I do not have a great business. And, you know, they are the number one most important people to this success. As a classroom teacher, to have the best year, to give the students what they need, you need to do that too. Right. It's that relationship building. You've got to make everybody want to either come to work or, as a teacher, want to come to school. Right. As long as the kid was coming to school, that was it. I'll take care of the rest. Just they're happy to get here. I will get them to where they need to be. With my employees, great. You want to come to work? You're happy? You like to come? Awesome. We'll figure out the rest as we go. You can train anybody to clean, but you cannot teach somebody's character or change somebody's character, but you can get them on board, wanting to commit, wanting to have fun, come to work and make it a good place. So there were all of those skills transferred over.
Oh yeah. It sounds like, you know, definitely all of the relationship building aspect, certainly with the employees, which you're right, without employees, you know, you don't have a business, good employees, but also I would imagine it also translates into your customer service because that's also building relationships. And most of the time I would think, you know, customer, our clients are really focused on, the trust factor, you know, because, you know, they're letting Molly Maid into their home. So you probably are able to form a really good relationship based on, you know, your training as a teacher, because the students have to trust you too, right?
Yeah. And I could speak to that as well. You know, being a teacher, we also had a relationship with the families as well, because the families needed to know their student or their child was happy coming to school. They liked their teacher. That was always a big thing. So if you had to have those courageous conversations with parents, it was best to do it face to face. Bring them in and do it right away. So what's worked really well with me with building customer relationships is doing the free in-home estimates. I do them all the time. I go there, they see a face, and I think that's where the trust starts, because they know right from the get-go, you could call me. I am your front person, call me. Same thing with parents for kids in a classroom. I will see you. I will meet you. I did that every start of the year, bringing all the families in. So I could say, this is who I am. This is what we do. If you need me, you call me anytime, email. And it's the same thing with the customers. This is a very people person job, people friendly job. You are pleasing people all the time. It comes very effortlessly to me. And I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the customer is satisfied, but I also want to make sure my employees are very satisfied.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now you mentioned culture. How would you describe the culture at Molly Maid?
Oh, I think we've done a great job. So when I took over the franchise, I actually recognized there was no culture was happening. I will be honest. It was flat. And I met with each team member individually and asked them what was working, what wasn't working. And, you know, I call it keep, change, toss. And I actually did that in my classroom all the time. What was working really well, we'll keep it. What's sort of working, we'll change it. What's not working, we'll toss it. So we did exactly that. I met with them. January 4th was my first day. January 4th, I had a staff meeting. We did get some getting to know yous. And I just launched into what the vision was, what my goals were. And right from the get-go, I started communicating with them about how they are part of a team. We are a team. We do this together. Without them, there's no me. And we need to communicate. And we noted, like, it's difficult to communicate when there's no office. I work from my home and they're out on the road in their little offices. So I thought, well, what can we do? So I started a WhatsApp chat right away, which they weren't sure about. We use it all the time. I feel like I see them every day because we are always talking all day long. I also opened up my personal phone to tell them you text, you call me whenever you want. And now they do. I make sure I'm sending them motivational messages all the time. I make sure we're getting together once a month as a team where we're doing something fun. Today we have our sub celebration.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I'm taking them off the road a little early on a Friday to give them a paid lunch and learn. Yes. And to celebrate all of our achievements. We're celebrate a lot here in Windsor. We're celebrate a lot. And I let them know what's going on, why we're celebrating. Something else that I do every time I get something positive from a customer, I always send it to them right away. I call it, here's your motivation for today. So we'll do things like this. We celebrate birthdays, we celebrate anniversaries, we celebrate babies, we have someone going off for surgery, we're doing something for her today as well. So just keeping them at the top always and communicating. You have to talk to them all the time, all the time, anytime.
Wow, that's great. It sounds like certainly a great place to work for sure. So what would you say to someone who's thinking about buying a Molly Maid franchise?
Yeah, you know, I would tell them to make sure they do their research and they understand what they're getting into, the type of commitment that you do need to make. It's not something that runs itself. It's something that you have to give everything to. And you need to be willing to work out of a 9-to-5 parameter. But all of that work, it's very exciting, very rewarding. I guess it's just like, you know, we talked about the teacher field and it goes back to that. It's like, you know, it's a lot of front end loading. It's a lot of challenges and struggles, but the rewards outweigh it all.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say to a person looking to or considering a franchise, and then just like do it. It's a great decision.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Candace. It was great chatting with you, and it sounds like you're off to a great start. I'm excited to continue to watch your business grow under your leadership. Your energy and enthusiasm is inspiring, and thanks again to our audience. And if you are interested in a franchise opportunity with Molly Maid, please be sure to reach out to me, Fiona Stiant.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks, Candace. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.